Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about how to build a lake with a dozer. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. We all have this thought that dozers are meant for mowing down huge structures and ramming down everything and anything that comes in its way, but hardly do we know that it can also be used for building a lake. Though the need of other heavy equipment can be ruled out, cannot be ruled out, but if the work of building a lake is assigned to a contractor, he does not have any other heavy equipment apart from a dozer, he can still get the work done through it with the beautiful, beautiful bulldozer. He does not have to start hunting for any excavators or something that specializes in excavating work. However, one also needs to understand that this will take long for the work to complete, and also the need of an experienced operator plays a crucial role on building a lake. So, when you are digging the ground with the intention to build a lake with a dozer, you should first check the kind of dozer you may need for the purpose. Just because you are building a lake does not mean that you should be using a big dozers. At times, small dozers do the trick. With the big dozers can't. Therefore, the selection of the dozer is one of the utmost important things. The crux of the heavy equipment comes while working in different forms of lands. Not every kind of heavy equipment can stand in sloppy land. The operator might find it very difficult to balance the position of the machine. The dozers may be slow, but they can provide power, stability, and have good traction when it is perhaps the most required feature for building lakes. In order to dig deep, you can make use of some of the special blades that are designed for the purpose of making a hole into the ground. Well, these blades have 6 movements. They can be moved to right, left, up, down, and tilt from right to left, vice versa. The purpose of this is specifically used to dig deep into the ground. You can also make use of the rippers and break down a hard piece of land or any rock that hits the earth, that hits in the earth or hides in the earth too. Again, that's a 6-way blade dozer. Now, the greatest thing about dozers is, you just keep going over the same spot and keep pushing down a little bit, and it'll still keep pushing earth. You know, depends on what kind of terrain you have on what you need, but the D6Rs, Ts, the N models, if you want to finish the shoreline really well, you'll need a 6-way blade. But the SU blade works great when you're in the middle pushing dirt. Using a ripper makes more sense because it has a potential to tear apart hard materials like rock, and then can thus help the dozer to dig deeper without much hassle. Again, having a ripper on back of a dozer is essential right here because it loosens up the dirt and then you can push easier with the blade. A lot of people here in Texas have used dozers to make lakes. It's much easier for them to get started and start pushing the dirt. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle. 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.